Hey, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man, and you're listening to the Irregular Man Podcast.
Okay, hello, hello.
All right, man, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's good?
Hey, life is challenging, man, but I'm here.
Hey, I'm with you on that 100%, brother.
All right, man. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself, and we'll get started.
Okay. Hey, everybody. I'm the Duhan St. Sebastian, here with the Irregular Man, a.k.a. Black Lex, a.k.a. Dark Swain, on his podcast.
Hey, man, much appreciation for showing up, man. We've been talking about trying to do something like this for a few years now.
Yeah.
So it's good to link up finally.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for having me. It's too long in the making. So hopefully everybody enjoy what we about to talk about.
Cool. So look, as much as I've been immersing myself in the game realm, in the game world, man, what I've been noticing is, you know, it's been a lot of stuff that I like to talk about, but I am going to stick to these topics that I sent you.
Yep.
So, the first thing though, I want to know what it is that you've been playing lately.
So, obviously the big one for me has been Red Dead Redemption 2. I've already beat it. So quick story. I was sick the weekend of the week of Thanksgiving, so couldn't go outside and I wasn't feeling good. So I just kind of dove into that and I beat the story mode. So now I've played the online beta, but I'm waiting for everybody else to finish the story. So, I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm just kind of waiting right now for people to finish the story, because I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's what I've been playing. I played Spider-Man. I thought that was a great game. And I'm playing these on PlayStation 4. But yeah, Spider-Man and Red Dead have been kind of my two back and forth that I've been playing. I've been playing some of the DLC that Spider-Man they just released. So just kind of going back and forth between those two. How about you? What are you playing right now?
Oh man, well, I'm playing Red Dead. What I did was I stopped playing that though. But to get into Red Dead, like I'm a real diehard fan of Westerns, right?
I've been a
Western fan since I was a kid, since my stepfather had me sitting up watching the Cisco Kid and
right
the Lone Ranger, you know what I mean? So
yeah, you know what's crazy? I was just telling someone that that I was like, I think Red Dead, especially this game, is going to get me into Westerns, because my mom, you know, she used to watch those because they kind of grew up with Westerns, probably like how your parents did, you know, that was like their action movies, right? So
most definitely, because you know, the any type of Western that I can watch that's been on lately, anything that I can pick up that, like any old spaghetti Westerns.
Okay.
Anything Western related, I watch. Even Westworld on HBO.
Westworld went over my head. I couldn't. I got to rewatch Westworld. We'll see.
I was kind of like the story got convoluted. Like once
it did.
Once the second season ended, I was like, wow, like it's a lot happening. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot happening. But yeah, man, like Clint Eastwood movies, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Right. Right.
All that stuff, man. I've really been a fan, and so with Red Dead, what I really love about this game is how immersive it is. Like they take care of almost every aspect. Like they went above and beyond the Red Dead Redemption, the previous game.
Right.
because you can do similar things in that game. I mean, you can skin your game. You can go out and hunt, but it's not as in depth as this, right? So, I look forward to revisiting the first Red Dead Redemption and.
Exactly. Yeah. It definitely had me in the mindset of like wanting to also, because here's the crazy part about it. When you think about it, there was, I believe the first one came out maybe what, 10 years ago? Because it was on the previous console generation. So that was like the 360 and the PlayStation 3. Word. So it feels like they spent almost a decade developing this game. When you think about all the stuff that they, because when I first played Red Dead, the curve was almost like, this is too real.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was almost like to the point where I was like, do I really like this? And then like the item management was a little different. Because it was just so wide open. I mean, they just blew the lid off of even GTA 5, which is still going on strong. I think Rockstar just took it to a whole nother level where that's like, if you don't even want to get into the story. And I think that's why a lot of people haven't beaten it yet. And people ask me, well, how did you beat the story so quick? It wasn't that I beat it quickly. I just made the decision to say, I just want to keep going with the story. I'm just going to keep doing the main missions, and then I'll go back and I'll do the bounty hunter or the side missions and kind of do more of the exploring, because you're kind of going to do the exploring on your missions as you're going from mission to mission. So,
right.
So I just kind of went through that, but I think it's a hell of a game, and you know, they definitely, Rockstar is probably one of my favorite developers, and maybe we'll do one on developers, maybe do a podcast, because I like talking about developers, because there's some things that I see that's happening right now in the game space. So,
oh, no doubt, man. Like for what I've been looking at as far as games, as you know, game of the year status type games.
Yeah,
I mean, of course, Red Dead is up there with the likes of God of War.
Yeah. Yep.
Now with Red Dead Redemption, I know that I take my time. So what I did was, I got to a certain point and I stopped, right? So I was like, okay, I'm gonna come back because there's so many games I want to play.
Yep.
So I stopped, you know, right around the time I was doing a lot of bounty missions and things like that, and I just ended up pausing it right there, and I went to this other game called
What?
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, what chapter? Do you know what chapter you left off at?
Oh man, I'm still really early in the game, man. I'm like only
okay.
like 7% done, you know.
Oh wow, okay,
really early.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. All right, go ahead.
So, the reason why I haven't progressed in the story is because I just been doing side missions, you know. But
yeah,
I went into Hyperlight Drifter.
Hyperlight Drifter. I haven't heard of that one. I'm gonna have to look that one up. I've seen like I've heard that one, but what's that about?
Okay, so I'm a big fan of these retro games they've been putting out, and so what I've seen Hyperlight Drifter is, it's like imagine a combination between Diablo. They said it's a combination between Diablo and Legend of Zelda, like the link. A Link to the Past.
Oh, okay.
So, if you can imagine that.
I'm actually watching the trailer as you talk about it, so go ahead, keep going.
it's a dope game. Like, it has one of the best atmospheric soundtracks I've ever heard in my life. And the soundtrack, to me, is so good, I downloaded it.
Really?
Yeah.
And, you know, not to digress, but one of my other favorite things I love about the space too is I love video game soundtracks. Like I think because even like not to even go back to keep on Red Dead Redemption so we can move on to other stuff. The soundtrack is phenomenal. I mean it is. Being a musician and a lover of all types of music and just the craftsmanship that it takes to kind of it's not like copy and paste from the Clint Eastwood or the John Wayne era, you know, or let's even get it to like the Ennio Morricone, you know, the epic scores and stuff. It just draws you in. I mean, when you're riding horseback and you just hear the little drifts of the guitar and it's amazing. But
it is.
But I'm looking at the trailer for this game and I definitely see where you're getting the kind of like the top down view of the Link to the Past on Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
It looks amazing. I'm with you. I'm really digging the retro games that are coming out, or the retro kind of graphic games that are coming out. They're really nice. I like this. This looks really good. I may have to look into this.
I would I actually would urge anybody to take a look at it who is actually an old school Zelda fan or any of those type of Metroidvania type games. Now it's not really mm-hmm. Metroidvania, but because Metroidvania it's platform jumping. It's not really that, but you just imagine Link being able to, you know, do all the things that you could do in cyberspace. You know, it's kind of like a futuristic Link. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
It's really okay. Cool. But yeah, so that's what I've been playing, and then I've been taking kind of a back step on some of these games. Like there's another game that just caught my attention. I don't know if you saw me playing it or not, but it's like a side scroller.
Mm-hmm. is it Dead Cells? I know that's the.
Oh man, I wish it was Dead Cells. That's another game.
Because I was gonna say, I think I'm gonna probably pick that one up, especially because it kind of, to me, it went under the radar because it was in between all the releases coming out. So yeah, I didn't get a chance to see really what it was about until now. I'm not trying to think of the side scroller here. I'm not.
Okay, so I had forgotten the name of it for a second, but it is called. Take a look at this thing right here, because I haven't played it in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And good grief, what is the name of this stupid game?
Now, this was just. Are you playing this on PlayStation 4?
Yeah, it's on PS4. Okay. It's what's the name of this dumb game? Okay, it's called. Way of the Passive Fist.
Okay, I've heard of that game. Okay. So how you like that?
So this game, man, it's so unique that okay, you know how like on Final Fight you could just go on Final Fight or Streets of Rage, like you could go right. in and just tackle all these enemies one by one with your buddy. On this game, you have to, like, it's all about timing, dude.
Okay.
So you can imagine every move that your enemy throws, you have to time your hit with theirs and block it and then tire them out and hit them after that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm checking this out too. Now, this is
really
different.
This is weird, man.
This is different. So basically, instead of being on the offensive, your defense is your offense, or
defense
to open
is
up
your offense, yes.
Right? So, okay, this is different because I'm looking at the guy and he's like, he's like Neo in the Matrix where he just use one hand and it's like automatic and you know, so I can see that. So the art style looks really cool. I like how this looks. So aside from the gameplay itself, what do you think about just the overall, you know, the music, the actual level design? Because it looks really cool, and like I said, I'm really into beat 'em ups. I love beat 'em ups. So
it's a nice beat 'em up, man. But it's difficult. It's got a huge, it's a real steep learning curve
mm-hmm.
because if I did do like I stream on Twitch every now and then, and when I was streaming. I was getting mad because like these
because when you're streaming you want to make sure it looks nice and you good, you know, you nice with it.
I wish hey, you know what, when I'm streaming I don't even care. Like sometimes I just be playing and I'm just really broadcasting all my failures, but like on this one it's so hard, dog. It really is frustrating because if you don't get that timing down they will humiliate you every time.
So is there any offense to the game, or is every action button are basically like a block or a counter move?
Okay, so it only turns to the offensive once they've been tired out. So you have to use their moves against them. All right. So anything that they do, you have to just make sure that you dodge, block, or evade them enough to tire them out and like either push them over, body slam them, or something like that.
Okay.
It really is kind of passive. You know what I mean?
Right, right. So the way, yeah, okay. And see, I can see because it reminds me of Iman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when he's doing his moves and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's actually cool. I like games that because I'm a big fighting game fan too. So I love, one of my favorite games is Dead or Alive. And the reason why I like Dead or Alive, I think Dead or Alive gets slept on in kind of like the pantheon of fighting games, because it's not like a Tekken clone. I think people look at it as like, oh, that's like a bootleg Tekken, or it's an offshoot of Virtual Fighter. But the mechanic that I love is the counter mechanic, because you can be very offensive in the game. Like, you can go, you know, and just keep spamming buttons and going crazy with combos, and depending on the type of character you have. But when you learn that deep counter system, it's God. It's like you God level with it. Like I mean, once you seriously, like, it's almost like nobody can touch a move. Like, real short story, my girlfriend and I will play Dead or Alive. Like, I think Dead or Alive 5, I think, is the one I have. And we'll get into these epic matches. I try not to practice, because, you know, I don't want her to think I'm trying to, you know, learn stuff behind her back, you know, so she can get her wins in too. But, you know, every now and again, like, I'll get my main characters, and I know how to time it so well that you can punch. It's like, bloop, counter move, boom, you're done. You know what I'm saying? So I can get into some, like, way of the passive fist, because, you know, I can just, you know, I kind of like that type of concept where, you know, it's almost like, what, you know. Now, is there a co-op mode in this game, or is this just single player? Or
I think it's just single player. I didn't even look into that. I didn't look into like the co-op system, if it even has one. I mean, it really doesn't need one. I feel like if they did have one, it would be it probably would bog the game down, because it can get so complicated with all the enemies on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Because it'll be four enemies on the screen at one time, and they'll all be trying to attack you. One of them will attack you in one way. Somebody can come up behind you, and you just got to deal with it, man. It's kind of weird. But yeah, man, that's what I've been messing around with, man.
Okay. That sounds good. So, it's a lot of games. I have such a backlog of games, you know, like this year I've just played basically, and I think that's what my problem is right now, is that I'm rushing through the games because this release schedule for 2018 has been nuts, right? I mean, this is really, it's like, for the longest time, it's funny, you know, PlayStation 4, this is like a 5-year-old console, Xbox, you know, so, you know, for the normal life cycle of a console is, you know, what, usually about 5-6 years. And then you start hearing rumors about the next iteration of, you know, whatever console will be Xbox, the next Xbox or the PlayStation 5. Or so, because I feel like we're at that point where games are just looking well, the developers are very comfortable with it. And it almost reminds me of how the end of the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 era was. Like, I feel we're in that moment now, because when I played Last of Us on PlayStation 3, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is the future. And so we're kind of in that same mode, I think, with play. Oh man, that to me was like, when I saw that on PlayStation 3, that's when I felt like Sony, and, you know, I don't want to be a fanboy, because I mean, I own a PlayStation 4, I have an Xbox, I have a Nintendo. I don't have the Switch. I have a Wii U. The people are harping on me to get a Switch, so we may see what happens. But
yeah, I still have a Wii U too.
Yeah, it's like but Sony has really impressed me this year with the amount of games that they've released this year. Because I, for one, I'm not big into multiplayer. Like, unfortunately, like, you know, I know people, if they hear this, I don't want to bash like the first person shooters, but I feel like they, they just don't resonate with me because I like story. I like content. So I think Sony has done a really good job with their exclusive with Spider-Man, God of War, and even just the games that have been coming out like Red Dead. You know, the developers are really honing in, you know, with this stuff. So I don't know. I'm excited to see what's going to happen for 2019 in gaming because this has really been a really good year.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. Are there any games that you're anticipating?
Well, off the back, and this is the fighting game fan in me, that Mortal Kombat 11, when they announced that at the Game Awards, here's the thing about it. I usually don't watch these award shows and things like that, but when I was reading on, you know, the interweb that the rumor that there was, you know, that they, because the thing it was that nobody, the cycle for like the way they've been doing it, like, okay, Mortal Kombat 9 came out, then Injustice 1, and then Mortal Kombat X came out, and now Injustice 2. So people were just thinking like, okay, well, then this time frame, I think 2 years or so, you will hear something. But they waited longer. And I'm always intrigued when a developer waits longer because that means they're putting, to me, that's beefy content. It's like when I was talking about Red Dead, you can tell that they spent years crafting this game. You know, it doesn't feel like
coming out for you though. I see why you're getting excited.
Yeah. So Mortal Kombat 11 is, you know, I mean, I've always been a Mortal Kombat fan since I was a kid. So I've owned every version. I still love playing the older versions, Mortal Kombat 3 and 4. 2 is, I think, my favorite out of the old series.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it looks, and then this has been being built on Unreal Engine 4. So this was actually another title that's going to be built from the ground up.
Well, the Unreal Engine is almost perfect. They use that for, I mean, damn near
everything. Everything, I mean, damn right.
You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, I see Dead or Alive 6 is coming out.
Yes, and Dead or Alive 6 is coming out, and I'm excited about that. I'm not sure what the date is on that one. I think Mortal Kombat comes. I know Mortal Kombat, they announced it in April, and that's my birthday month, so I was excited. So,
it said February 15th.
Oh, see? I'm not going to have any money, people. I'm not going to have any money. I'm telling you.
Bro. Look,
because
my wife just died. Like, when I told her I wanted to get Red Dead, she was like, look. You got too many games,
right? And you know what? And that's the crazy part is that I'm at that point now because, you know, with PlayStation and even with Xbox, and you know, you get the, you know, Xbox has Game Pass, PlayStation. Of course, when you're a Plus member, you get the games every month that you choose to download them. With those games that I've downloaded, you know, because I don't download all the free games they offer. I think this month was like On Rush. And something else, and I played on Rush, and it was okay.
I download pretty much anything that I
so your library is like, look, dude, like I think my library is like 190 games. Legit, I kid you not,
legit.
It's like huge. Like I have like 2.5 terabytes of storage. You know, I have external hard drives. You know that I have to. Right. Load my games from now because the games are huge now. I mean, Red Dead was like 100 gigs, just I think almost. So these games are, you know, when you're thinking about trying to play in 4K and all the assets that it takes, yep. I mean, geez, the next consoles are going to definitely have to come with at least 2 terabytes. I 1 terabyte is not enough.
It's not. It really is. I was surprised, like, you know, thinking to myself, like, how in the world am I? Because I really want to, keep playing my Wii U because it's still a lot of games that I want to jump on that was on Wii. Mm-hmm. One of the games are the last two Zeldas, Skyward Sword,
mm-hmm.
and Breath of the Wild. I definitely want to play both of those.
Right.
And then you know, back to the PS4. Of course, I had to buy a 2 terabyte hard drive just like you.
Yeah,
I didn't even get another one.
Yeah,
they have Sekiro Shadows Die Twice.
Oh, yep. That's the ninja. Kind of like, it almost reminds me of, you remember that game Tenshu back on the first PlayStation?
Yeah,
Tenshu
yeah.
was too real. I was like, man. This
wasn't
is...
that the game, though, man?
That like, was that game. That game? Hey, I'm telling you, people.
I love that game.
I mean, that was like, that was, again, that was from an era, like, you know, I mean, I'm 34 now, but I wish, I love getting that feeling of when I was a teenager. And I was like, man, you can be a ninja. Like, this wasn't side scrolling. This was like legit assassinating people.
Right, right.
Assassinating targets like a ninja. Like, it just, that
it
was
superb, dude. I love that game.
That man. Game. And I always wonder what happened. Like, why haven't they, you know, remade it? So, yeah, when I saw that. And
well, they had, what was it? They had two versions, and then they didn't make any more after that.
There was I don't know if I played. I remember I had the first one, but I don't think I ever played the second one. So now,
you know, yeah.
Now I'm gonna have to go back and find that and play it.
I played both of them, man, and I had so much fun. You know, stalking, jumping from the roof,
jumping on the roof. Yeah, exactly. Like that was the game. But let me ask this: what games are you looking forward to in 2019? What's a game that you saw or that you know about that's coming out next year that you say, you know what, wifey? I'm about to pre-order it, or
dude. Like the main two games that I got this year was God of War,
okay,
of course, and then I got Red Dead. Those are the only two games I was really really waiting on, and then of course there, you know, those experience games here and there that I was trying to catch up on. But you know, when this year coming up, what I'm looking at right now. Is I've always been a Devil May Cry fan.
Oh,
definitely looking at that new Devil May Cry.
Yeah,
there was a Kingdom Hearts is coming out, and I really wanted to play that. They had what else did shoot.
Devil May Cry definitely looks crazy. I watched the somebody was did like a gameplay demo and. Did you like the last Devil May Cry? Like the one that was made by Ninja Theory? That it was produced by Capcom, but it wasn't developed by them. Did you like that one?
Yeah, kind of the reboot joint.
The reboot, yeah. I mean, I think it was like a prequel kind of thing where he was like super young and
right. Yeah. I dug that a lot, man. Actually, I beat that.
Me too. Yep.
And when I did, I was like, okay, let me. I all had the intention. Of going back and replaying it and adding some other things, but what I did was I just forgot about it, and lo and behold, PS4 they have
the remastered version. Yep. I bought the remastered version, and it plays really good too. Devil May Cry is always Devil May Cry reminds me that was like the first game. Back in the day when I saw the type of stuff you were able to do, that was at the time when everything seemed futuristic because the Matrix had just came out and, you know, everything was just getting like to another level. Like these weren't just Mario, you know, this was just wasn't simple platform. And this was like, you know, when you can start shooting things in the air and doing air shooting and, you know, jumping across platforms that were like, you know, 50 feet away from each other and all this crazy sword moves. And yeah, Devil May Cry definitely, I think, that's a classic. That's like a classic PlayStation game. Like, I'm always going to associate that with the PlayStation 2.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember when I played the first one, which was super hard.
Yeah.
Do you remember the boss at the end?
Because I remember because his dad was like a demon, but it was like not his dad. Was it like his brother or something? I can't remember.
At the end of that first one was you had to fight that. It was like this god. He was all white, and he looked like he was a statue, but I forget what his name. What the name was?
Yeah. See, only thing I remember from that game it was hard, crazy. Man. I remember getting the fire gloves, like the gauntlets. And I'm gonna tell you one thing I love about Devil May Cry, and this is the nerd in me talking. I just love the name of his weapons. Like it was like ebony and ivory. Yeah. His sword was named Alistair, I think. and like what were the gauntlets name? Gauntlets had a name. It was like Ifrit or something yes. like that.
Yeah,
you get the gauntlets, it opened up the martial arts. I was like, hold up, man, what slick, am I playing dude. Right now?
It was slick.
Like that game was super slick with the weapon, with the way you changed the combos. It was like, what?
And if you pause on the button, like you just held the button down, he like paused with his fist, and you let it go. He just rammed his fist through, and it was just some of the dopest animations that I've seen on the game. Like as far as moves go.
Yeah, yeah. Devil May Cry. Devil May Cry, I think, set the precedent for like a new age of what an action game can be, because you basically played a superhero. Like that was the first time I think you were overpowered from the start. You know, I mean, granted, right. there was a difficult game, and the bosses do get they get difficult. But it was one of those games where you didn't feel weak in the beginning. You felt like, oh my God, I got so much power already. How much more powerful can I get? And then the devil trigger aspect, when you could turn into the demon and obliterate everything.
You remember when that game got real for me, when I knew that it was harder than it was supposed to be, was when I started fighting those black cats. You remember them?
Yes, those like panther looking.
Yes.
Yeah. Those and them things. What was crazy was how they would respawn. So as you like backtracked, you know, through things, and you had to fight them, and oh man. That yeah,
I hated them, man. Dog.
Yeah, yeah. Devil May Cry. So Devil May Cry 5 looks like, from the look of the gameplay, it looks like they basically went back to the Devil May Cry 1. Have you seen the trailer for? Have you seen any of the gameplay for? Because that's what it looks like. It looks like they kind of went back to that,
right?
You know,
right.
And kind of went back to the overpowered kind of thing, because he has some new thing now with his arm that he can like blast these super huge beams of light, kind of like some Dragon Ball Z fireball thing. It's crazy. You have to look at it if you haven't seen it. That's hey, crazy.
I'm definitely going to check it out, man. I was so the name of that enemy at the end, the boss is Mundus.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Like he looked like he had like a statue head or whatever.
I was going to say, now it's coming back to me. I Devil May Cry, when the last time I played the game? Probably like in over what 15 years. Whenever that game came out, it's the last time I played the first one.
Dude, hey, that game, I'm definitely looking forward to playing another Devil May Cry, because it's like God of War to me, where it was always challenging, except for when that time they deviated a little bit with when they did Devil May Cry, what was it, two?
You know what was crazy? I remember beating two. Two was okay. Three, I think three is probably one of the ones that I did not get into. I didn't get a chance to play it. But I do remember playing Devil May Cry 4. Hmm. And that was when they had changed it wasn't Dante, it was, I think, Nero.
Nero.
And I couldn't get into it. I don't know if I had outgrown. I don't know. Something was going on with me at the time, and I was just like, you know what? I don't have the time to dedicate to this. And so I just kind of fell off with it. But when they brought the reboot out, the one that just came out, I don't know how long it's been since that, the kind of reboot of Devil May Cry, you know, I was like, okay.
And Nero was in 4.
Yeah, I think Nero was in 4, yeah. And I think that's what I was like, oh, that's not Dante. And it's, who is this cat?
He was cool, though. He was cool. You know what I mean? He was all right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, that's one of those ones that maybe I just need to go back and revisit at some point. But this new one looks like, you know, hopefully they'll put some of those cats in there, because I think I can't remember which one it was, but you could like play as Virgil, I think, at some point. I can't remember right. which one it was. I don't know if it was. I don't. It might have been three.
It was three.
Though then I did play three. I did beat three, because three was the one where you can switch your styles
mm-hmm.
on the fly. Yeah. You didn't have to like go to the menu. You can just go boot from this weapon to this weapon.
Dog. So many dope combos came out of that, man.
Yep.
So
yeah. Many. Yeah, I remember that one. So that one was on point. Devil May Cry 3 was on point. So I retract my previous statement. Devil May Cry 3 was on point. I think it was just 4 that I know I didn't beat 4 because I know I didn't get all the way to it because it just wasn't Dante, and I don't know. I was like, all right, whatever. You know?
Did you? Next question, man. Okay, so we're gonna step away from that a little bit, and we're gonna what do you think as far as the gaming world is concerned is that was one of the biggest disappointments this year?
I was thinking about that question right when we were talking about some of the best games. The biggest disappointment this year, I think, honestly, overall, Xbox, man. I don't want to curse, but I just want to be like, man, WTF, man. Like, what's going on here? Yeah, because so here's my thing, and I'm going to keep it brief because there's really not much to say about Microsoft. Better luck next time. I mean, they just because here's the thing, right? And I think, you know, I'm not. Here's again, I own an Xbox One. So, people, if you're listening, I own an Xbox One. And the reason I bought it was because when Killer Instinct got announced, again, the fighting game fan in me, I wanted to play Killer Instinct because I had been craving the Killer Instinct game since Killer Instinct 2. So, you know, when I found out that they actually got Rare and everything was in house for Microsoft, everything at the beginning of the Xbox One's journey seemed promising. Here's the thing: when you get Rare, and Rare is, and we can, like I said, we can talk about that on maybe a developer centric podcast or something. But you know, they made Donkey Kong Country. They produced right. Some of the best games, you know, ever. So, but then I don't know. When they started saying that they were announcing games and games weren't coming out, and I think, you know, the whole Kinect thing, you know, people got over that because motion, that was cool. Like, it's funny how you look at, like, the Wii and all that motion control stuff with Kinect and the Wii stuff. All that was a fad, so that didn't work. And then, you know, they've realized that, you know, Gears of War just wasn't enough. And I do own Gears of War 4. I think it's a fantastic game.
Gears of War was always a good franchise, and I'm glad they kept it up, man.
Yeah, I'm honestly, like, Gears of War 4, this one seemed short to me for some reason. It almost felt like it was kind of not unfinished, but it felt like it could have been longer for the games now, the way games are designed now and the amount of space and things that they have to do. You know, paying $60 for a game, you got to give me something. And I felt like it was just as long as a Gears of War game on the 360.
Speaking of horrible, long, and overwrought games, what do you think about 76?
So I have some colleagues of mine that definitely got their money back because they're big PC gamers, and you know, I've never played a Fallout game, so I can't say too much about it. But it's not cool to like release unfinished work. You know what I'm saying? Dude, you know, that's just not cool at all. And I think, you know, that's all I can say on that one.
That, I mean, the lamentation that was heard was like, oh my God! Like I've never. I haven't seen so much righteous indignation, outrage, overall angst for any game in a long time, man. Like, people were really pissed about what they put out as a product. And, you know, I follow it pretty closely because I plan on playing Fallout 4 a little bit later, just because, like I said, it's just so many games to play, and I got family, and it's not I can throw at things, but
yep.
When I was thinking about 76, I'm like, man, you know, maybe I just get 76 instead, you know?
Right?
But like, these people really hate this game, man, and they're like, okay, what they even Fallout 4, That game itself was helped by some of the the people who were doing mods. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
There are people online just modding the game, making it great. You know. So it's sad that they put this game out, and you know it doesn't deliver anything. It kind of reminded me of No Man's Sky.
Yeah, that was a big disappointment. That was a big disappointment when it was
released. It was, but it's not to me anymore.
Right.
No Man's Sky, like, No Man's Sky kind of, it gave me, and I don't know if you saw my video that I did on it, it kind of, when I started playing it and I ended up, I got to the point where I could do interstellar travel,
mm-hmm.
Man, it blew my mind. Because it's like, what they done essentially, man, is something so wild to me, is that they created a boundless universe, like on a really basic level,
mm-hmm.
it's a boundless universe, and there's so much you can do. It's almost like you're in this game where. It's so many possibilities that you just don't know what to do anymore. It's way beyond anything I play. Even though it's not Red Dead Redemption level, but the possibilities on this game were truly, truly endless. They finally came through with what they had promised.
Yeah, I think sometimes what happened is you know when developers you know we get. We're always looking for the next best thing, right? And I think right now with everything, with our culture, especially in gaming now, you know, our expectations are really, really high because there are games out there that are setting the bar high. So when you come out and you state that this is going to change the gaming landscape and how we look at games and things, you know, if you overpromise and underdeliver, you might as well just go ahead and just, hey, pack it up sometimes. But the good thing about these games, hopefully like Fallout 76 and you know, they can get it together because, you know, I've always been on the fence with how this, just the generation of games now, period, they release a lot of broken games. You know, I mean, how many times you get a day one patch, you know, for a game that just was released, you pre-ordered it, and... I mean, I think that's just the nature of what we're dealing with now. But I think, you know, going back to your question, I was just thinking some other games that I think I was really disappointed in was really sports games.
Hell yeah.
I've been an avid 2K player and fan of the game since when I got a Dreamcast back, what was that, 99? I don't know. Whenever it came out. The first game I received was Sonic Adventure and NBA 2K. Those are the two games I wanted. And fast forward all the way to now to pretty much 2019. 2K19, I've owned every game, but I'm so tired of these games getting bogged down with microtransactions. I'm so done with this. Is a yearly game. I do feel like you're paying $60 for really a roster update. Yeah, it's a roster update. And then what they do is they make you feel like an ass because you feel like, hold up, what's wrong with this game? Like, oh, they changed how they shooting this year. So it's like they keep doing weird, stupid stuff. Like you could play the year before and you're like, okay, I'm used to how this is shooting. Now you, instead of improving upon the design, or whatever it is, they basically switch it, and now you're like, you know. So I don't know.
There's only so much you can do, though. There's only so much you can improve upon year to year on that game.
I'm off.
Why I stopped playing them, man. I stopped playing sports games because, like, when I was in college, I was really into them. Like, we used to play sports games religiously. I was more into the NBA games.
Yeah, NBA, really Madden, and
I wasn't good at the football games. I was never good at those. But I really did love playing NBA, any of the NBA games, NBA Live. You remember NBA Live?
Yeah, NBA, recipe. NBA Live is still out there. You know what? I mean, here's the thing, though. I got to give it up, though. They are still saying, you know what? As long as they exist, we will come out. The crazy part about it is is, you know, when it comes to like Madden, what I hate now is that you only have one choice. Granted, you got live, but are you really gonna play live? Maybe. I love 2K play. I love the player models in 2K. Live looks like they're Stretch Armstrong characters. Like something is wrong with, like, you know, they don't, you know, LeBron shouldn't be looking like Russell Westbrook or something. I don't know. It's weird. Like they all got, like, it's almost like they all got the same body type. They just adjust the height. You know what I'm saying? Like,
weird.
Yeah, it's like, you can't know, like, LeBron, like, 6'9", 250. He can't be, like, 6'9", like, one looking 150, you know, with super long arms. But even still, though, like, I mean, right now, even for baseball, you only have the show. You don't have any other baseball games out, and that's only on PlayStation. I'm gonna tell you what I really miss: the NBA Streets, the NFL Streets. I miss those arcade games, man. I miss those type of games, and then they bring out this NBA Playgrounds crap, and then guess who? 2K bought that, and I said, "Oh God, well, they won't get none of my money on that one either." They are very slick. 2K bought NBA Playgrounds and. Right. So, I miss the fight nights. I used to love boxing games. But sports games with these microtransactions, I mean, 2K19 or I'm going to say 2K18. I didn't really even play 2K. I played a little bit of played a little bit. But these stories of drama, I can't do it anymore. I can't do anymore written by Spike Lee. I don't want any. I mean, I feel like Lee Daniels is going to write the next NBA 2K storyline. And it's going to be like Empire. They're going to have Terrence Howard be your mentor.
Psych.
Talking about, come on, man. You got to play basketball, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Man, God don't want this, man. God don't want this, man. Come on. You got to shoot that ball, man. You got to shoot that ball.
You know? That boy, Terrence Howard does not deviate from his character.
Man, you talking about one dude that if you want to play a drinking game, watch a Terrence Howard movie and watch how many times you say "Maine." You will be drunk within 10 minutes of the movie playing. Hey, but
man, check it out, man. So I'm gonna wrap this up a little bit, but basically, this is nice to sit here and talk about some games and get an idea of what people are playing. What you've been playing, what I've been playing, and hopefully, man, we can on a regular basis.
Yeah. I think we were talking about gaming conglomerate. You know, we were talking about doing that, and I think we can do it. You know, I think now is like the time we can do it because everything takes time, right? You know, we have all this stuff that goes on. You know, like I say, it's hard to even get a game in. You know, like, fortunate for me. You know, my girlfriend is supporting of enough to, like, I don't consider myself that much of a gamer anymore, but, you know, we can play certain games together. And, I like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you get a family and all this stuff happens and jobs and stuff, it just breaks you away. So now I look forward to games because I need to get away from reality for a minute. You know, I just want to, so I don't want to have to.
Well, I'll tell you what.
But no, this is good, man.
What we do then? I'm gonna go ahead and entitle this one. This will be episode. This is my 30th episode. So this will be episode 30, the gaming conglomerate, and then we'll take it from there, man, and we'll see what else we can come up with in these later episodes.
Oh yeah, I got some topics that I'm thinking of that we can talk about, you know, just from this, you know. So, but no, I appreciate you having me. And like I said, you know, we'll communicate and hopefully, you know, get people to, you know, tune in and talk about games and stuff for real. You know, a lot of gaming shows out there, they talk of this and that. We're going to keep it real. We may have some games out there, excuse when I say this, but, you know, we're going to tell you if you're playing that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So,
out there, too.
So, you know, but that's our opinion. But we know what's up. You talking to two gamers is talking here. So yeah, I look for
seasoned.
Yeah, we seasoned. So I look forward to many more of these conversations, man. I appreciate you having me on tonight, man.
Oh, Oh, no doubt. And tell everybody where they can find you at it. And also let everybody know who Duhon St. Sebastian is. He's a beat maker, game lover. Like, dude makes some of the best music I've ever heard. Some very great stuff, man. Tell them where they can find you.
So you can find me on Instagram. Just search for the Duhon, Duhon Saint St Sebastian. You know how to spell that. the Duhon Saint Sebastian. You can look for me on IG. You can also look for me on SoundCloud. I have a page on there. It's soundcloud.com/LaFresh. LePHRESH. LaFresh. So you can find me in those two places. Please add and follow me on either one of those. And I have some music up on both. And support a brother, you know. But so I appreciate cool. that.
Man, very, very good, man. So to wrap everything up with a nice bow on top, this has been the Duhon St. Sebastian and of course the Regular Man, aka the Black Lex Luthor, and we collectively are Gaming Conglomerate, and we'll get back to you at a later date.
Sounds good to me.
You can find this podcast on anywhere you get your podcasts, on Podbean. You can find me on I'm not on SoundCloud. No, not on SoundCloud, but you can find me on Spotify.
Spotify. There we go.
Google Podcasts. And you can find me, of course, on Apple. And we will see you again next time.
All right, man.
Man, thanks for sharing, man. And like I said, we'll get back.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, and everybody out there, have a good night. We appreciate you. Stay tuned. All right.
Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man podcast. You can find links to more content on irregularman.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, my handle is @manirregular. Talk to you again soon. Peace.